Trump campaign defends Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump after Joe Biden attacks. By Charlie Spiering on October 25, 2019. President Donald Trump's presidential campaign defended his son-in-law Jared Kushner and his daughter Ivanka Trump after they were both attacked by former Vice President Joe Biden Thursday for serving in the White House. "It's just simply improper because you should make it clear to the American public that everything you're doing is for them," Biden said in a CBS 60 Minutes interview. The former vice president said that if he was elected president, he would not let his children have offices in the White House or sit in cabinet meetings as Trump did. Joe Biden is correct on one point: Hunter Biden would never have an office in the White House because he's proven that his only qualification is being the son of Joe Biden. Trump 2020 campaign manager Brad Parscale fired back in a statement sent to reporters late Thursday night. Parscale noted Kushner helped move the criminal justice reform bill forward, worked on getting the 2028 Olympics in Los Angeles, and helped craft the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement trade deal. Biden said Jared and Ivanka were engaged in the day-to-day operation of things they know nothing about and laughed when asked if Kushner had credentials to negotiate a Middle East peace deal. Jared, the grandson of Holocaust survivors, was instrumental in moving the U.S. embassy in Israel to Jerusalem, Parscale responded. Parscale also defended Ivanka Trump for making historic strides for women in the Trump administration. Among her achievements are doubling the child tax credit, retraining 14 million American workers, and starting the Women's Global Development and Prosperity Initiative, he wrote. Trump has criticized Hunter Biden for using his status as the vice president's son to access lucrative foreign deals in Ukraine and China. "He doesn't know what a gasoline tank looks like," Trump said at a recent political rally, mocking Hunter Biden for getting up to $83,000 a month to sit on the board of a Ukrainian energy company, despite having zero experience in energy. The president also ripped Hunter Biden for securing a $1.5 billion investment from China state-backed bank just weeks after he visited the country with his father and getting discharged from the Navy for using cocaine. "For a guy to walk in from off the street with no experience, a bad track record, just got thrown out of the Navy, and he walks away with $1.5 billion?" he asked. Trump accused the establishment media of having a double standard by repeating that his attacks against the Bidens were totally unsubstantiated.